We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
On the phone with us right now, very special guest. She's a nurse practitioner in Colorado Springs. Her name is Crystal, and more important than being a nurse practitioner, she is my high school ex-girlfriend who dumped me for not kissing her. Crystal, hi, meet Ginny and Kelly.
So much better now with that introduction.
We really think you're smart because of that introduction. Yeah. Way to go, Crystal.
One of my better choices in life, it's okay.
So real quick, you're a nurse in Colorado Springs. I'm sorry, a nurse practitioner, which means like you're like the Lord, the master of all the other nurses, right?
No, not really, but I sure.
Okay.
We'll go with it.
So what is your experience with a COVID-19 been?
Other than the fact that I got it, it's been, well, everyone's, you know, terrified to come out. So we have seen a lot less volume from people, which is nice because people are staying indoors, or a good majority of them. And the ones that do show up, the ones that have been waiting to get tested, a lot of them just have really mild kind of respiratory symptoms. You would think they just have a cold. There are some that kind of look like they have the flu, but then they test negative for the flu. So then we sent, well, when we did have tests, we would send them over to go and get swabbed, and then they would self-quarantine for about 10 days until they got their results back from the State Department or Health Department.
So okay. You said you contracted the virus?
Oh, I'm pretty sure he did. Like, I didn't go and get tested, but I've been horribly sick for the past 2 weeks. Pretty much, yeah. Everything you read in the news of what you can have, I had it for a good 2 weeks, especially the new one with losing your complete sense of taste and smell.
Wow.
It's really, really odd because you're not congested whatsoever. You're not stuffing your nose. You're not running. You just literally cannot taste or smell anything, and it's really odd.
Now, did that come on first, or is that when was it kind of after the 2 weeks, did that start coming on?
That was later. So that was pretty much for the past 6 days. I was at work, and someone was like, here, try some gum, because we all have our masks on. I'm like, I literally cannot taste anything. Couldn't smell anything. It was later on. It was more toward the end.
What was one of the first symptoms you saw?
The first symptoms were just me getting sick. I thought it was for me, you know, working and then just not sleeping. So, you know, you get congested, you get run down, you get the cough, you get all that stuff. And then everything just kind of stayed that way. And then, you know, I had the cough for a while. Then I had weird GI symptoms and just feeling horribly fatigued and dizzy. And then went into the you can't smell or taste anything.
Okay, so you said you didn't get tested, but if you were to get tested, what do you have to do for the test?
Well, when we were testing, all you have to do is get a doctor's order for the test, basically. You had to fit, like, a certain criteria for it. You have a fever, you have respiratory symptoms, or you've been around somebody that you knew had it, or you're a healthcare worker, and then they would test you. Then you get a nasal swab, and then they tell you to self-quarantine for at least 10 to 14 days. But then everything, like, it's all very dynamic. So pretty much the rules would change about every couple of hours. We would always get emails and updates from the team that's kind of working on trying to figure out what we're going to do with COVID, how we're going to handle patients, how we're going to be medically ready. So it would be that you would have to go home, self-quarantine, and then in about 5 days, the health department would call you with results. And if you were negative, then they would say you can go back to work. If you were positive, then obviously you're going to still stay home and quarantine.
Now, we have tests here in California. Are you saying that you're out of test in Colorado?
Yeah, pretty much. It's more that if the tests that we do have, we can only test them on people who are being admitted so we can figure out why are you so sick? You know, why are we intubating you? Why, you know, because we have to run a whole fluid test to figure out what's going on.
Wow.
Now, as somebody who's seen the virus and contracted the virus, we still have people that are going about their regular days like nothing's happening. What would you tell them?
I would say it's a bad idea. The whole world is on pause right now for COVID. And the idea behind this is just to stop spreading it to people. Yes, majority of people will get symptoms, get sick, and for a big chunk of them, it won't really be that big of a deal. They won't get horribly sick. They won't be admitted. They're not going to be near death. But it's more the idea to stop the illness, stop the spread of it, so that way for the people who are going to get really sick, the ones that are going to need that hospital bed, we have the resources to actually treat them. And that's the whole point. I mean, I really hope that in a month or two, we all come out of this, like, what was the big deal? That's the hope that everyone has, especially in the medical field, just what's the big deal? We all overreacted. Let's all just go back on with our life rather than, okay, so now we are going to triage people of who's the sickest and who has a chance to survive because we don't have enough resources.
So right now, because I know you're not only a nurse practitioner, but also a wife and a mother of three, and I know you got to get back to your life, and thank you so much for coming on. What's the best advice you can offer us day to day, you know, still going about our lives? What's the best advice you can offer us? What should we do?
Honestly, stay home and just actually do the social distancing. People can be carriers of this and not even realize it, and before you know it, you've spread it to, you know, 10, 15, 30 other people, and then this self-isolation that we're doing is going to just go on longer and longer than we would like.
All right, Crystal.
Thanks for calling in, and thanks for all the info.
Yeah, no problem.
Feel better.
I loved it.
Yeah, I'm glad you're feeling better. And one final question. How much regret do you live with daily dumping me in high school?
Good Lord.
Well, after today's phone conversation, about 0%.
Oh, I'm sorry, Crystal. You're breaking up. We got to go. That's Crystal from Colorado Springs. Thank you so much.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.